Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7:07 here at KNSS on this Wednesday morning.
Well, Senate Democrats on Tuesday blocked Republicans' 13th attempt to reopen the government after having nearly a week to mull their options. With us now is United States Senator Dr. Roger Marshall. I don't know. It's been 28 days, Doc. Help. Can you explain where they're at on this and why we can't seem to get any of them to budge?
Well, John, good morning. I miss my walk-in music, though.
You've I know. Well, when you come on my show, I give you walk-in music at least.
All right. I'll try. I got to wake up here then and talk about it. Look, I think that most importantly, I want you and your listeners to know the Republicans remain united, that our goals are to reopen the government, but also get back to fiscal sanity. $38 trillion of national debt. We're spending $3 billion a day on interest. Just to put it in perspective alone, and my friends across the aisle, and really they are friends, want to borrow another $1.5 trillion from our grandchildren. They're the ones who would be hurt by this, and there just seems to be an impasse over that right now. And then we could talk a little bit about Obamacare if you want to, but really this is a political shutdown, John. That Chuck Schumer had to shut the government down to cater to kowtow, if you will, to his far, far left base, that they're screaming, they're clamoring. And then you have the legacy national TV sitting there saying, you got to do something. This is all they had. And if you listen to Democrats closely, they would agree with that this is the only leverage they have. When you don't have the White House, the House, or the Senate, then this is your one leverage point you can do. You can shut the government down in protest, and here we are today.
This is unprecedented, though. We've now had the largest federal employee union that is now calling on the Democrats to vote for the CR, right? I mean, typically you don't have the unions backing Republicans.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I don't think that anybody wins during a shutdown, but the Democrats are certainly losing, if that makes sense. But regardless, I want to do the right thing. And the right thing is to open the government. And if they want to negotiate on Obamacare and admit that it's an abstract failure, then I'm very, very willing to do that. Obamacare, think about this. There's 24 million people on Obamacare. There's $25 billion of fraud each year. And so, you see all these polling questions, and you say that, well, people love their subsidy on Obamacare. Many people are getting 100% of their premium paid by Obamacare. But, of course, it's on the back of your listeners and my back. So people driving to work right now are paying for those free health care for probably 12 million people are getting practically free health care on our backs. So I think if the poll question said, look, there's a popular program by the federal government, but there's $25 billion of fraud. Would you like Senator Marshall to fix that before you authorize more money? And I know how to fix it, and it's just a matter of, but it'll take bipartisan work to do that.
What are you hearing from your constituents? I mean, are they saying, hey, thanks for digging in, stay the course? Or are you hearing from people that are air traffic controllers or members of the military saying, I'm 2 months behind on my rent payment now or my mortgage, and I need grocery money. This has got to end.
Yeah. So, I'm the senator for all of Kansans, and I hear everything. I think probably one of the more common things I'm hearing is, I can't believe the Democrats voted against paying the military. that not only have they voted 13 times to not open the government, they voted at least twice that I can recall to not pay the military. So that doesn't set well. You know, I come from a military family. My dad served there at McConnell in the late 1950s. My brother served. I served. My son is serving. So this is a very delicate thing to me. I think certainly from my fiscal conservatives, and I would put myself in there, it's like, we'll stay the course. We cannot continue down this line of borrowing this much money from our grandchildren. And I think that gets us to an inflection point, John, is I think the inflection point when the food stamps end on Saturday, SNAP, food stamps, whatever you want, that's going to end on Saturday, and that's going to hit both parties pretty hard. 42 million people across the country on food stamps, almost 200,000 Kansans on food stamps as well. So when that hits, and then to your point, the air traffic controllers, they'll miss their second paycheck on Friday. And if they stage some type of a sick day, if you will, then I think that that's going to be a combination inflection point where maybe it'll push us together, I hope.
Doc, I know we've got to let you run here in a minute. I had Senator Ted Cruz on my show recently, and you know, we talked about the fact that there are members of Congress that have a number of bills, you know, in the background that are working that have partial options, you know, to pay portions of the federal workforce, like the military, like, you know, bills to pay air traffic controllers or supplemental nutrition program, things like that. The problem is they don't think Democrats will even support those.
Yeah. You know, I don't think they will. If they won't pay the military, I don't think they would accept any of those bullets either, so to speak. I think they're dug in. We're stuck. All I can tell you is we're stuck right now. We have a bipartisan prayer breakfast here in a little bit that I co-lead. And you know, I think it's a time for fasting and prayer is what I think. And I think this is an opportunity for spiritual renewal of this country. And, you know, and we're not on your show to talk religion, but I think we're in a battle for the heart and soul of this nation, that's what this is really about. We have so many people on free social programs, and there's so much abuse going on with those. We want to help people. John, you and I would give the shirt off our back to help somebody, but Kansans would like to see them help themselves, if that's okay. That we think having a job is a good thing, that schools should be locally controlled, that we don't think that boys should compete in girls' sports. So, you know, I think this heart and soul of the nation is really, really what this is about. And this is a symptom. This shutdown is a symptom of the disease. It's one more failed social program that didn't work, Obamacare. And again, I want everybody to have health care, and I'm working so hard on that. You know, one of my signature bills is a price tag bill, John, and I've been working on this for 7 years, and I think we'll get it across the finish line that before you had that surgery, you have to be provided the price of what that surgery would cost at the different hospital surgery centers, or if you're wanting a prescription drug or seeing your doctor or getting an MRI done. So I think that we need to address the real problem. That's the cost of health care. I guarantee every one of your listeners today, if I would ask them name off your top five problems, I bet the cost of health care is probably in there at about number three-ish. So that's what we really need to be addressing up here.
Senator, we appreciate your time. Like you said, you've got the prayer breakfast coming up. If folks want to reach out, if they want to connect, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Really, if you go to our website, marshall.senate.gov, and by the way, Medicare open enrollment is happening right now, and you could go to our website at the top of it, there's a banner about Medicare. And just warn everybody, there's lots of fraud out there. Don't give your personal information to anybody. If you like where you're at with
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing
and Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Medicare or Medicare Advantage, probably stay with it. There's lots of changes this year. So go to our website, themarshall.senate.gov, especially if you're in that Medicare age group, and or you can call our office as well, and the phone number's on there. John, thanks for having me. Just wish everybody a great, great day.
Thanks, Doc.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, joining us live right here on KNSS.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.